Okay, good morning. I'm sorry for the delayed start, just technical issues. Okay, today, this month, Talmud Torah sponsors Steve Zinn and Terry Khan Zinn in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yosef HaKoin, Yentl Mindel bas David HaLevi, Bunim Tzvi ben Chaim, and Devorah bas Yisrael Yol. And we also have a sponsorship for the Week of Learning, sponsored by the Weisbord family for Refuah Shleima for Aviva Bashein Achana. Aviva Bashein Achana should have a speedy recovery in the merit of all of the lives and souls that she's touched throughout the years. Okay, so today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're going to pick up a ways up on Samach Hei Amud Beis. I'll tell you in a second. About 20 lines up, about 20 lines up from the bottom. So we say as follows, that Reish Lakish, v'talmide, the Rabbi Chanina, ikloi lahu pundak. That Reish Lakish and some of the talmidim of Rabbi Chanina ended up at a certain inn, and the case is basically going to be as follows. Rashi explains, actually, according to the way the Bach understands, there's two versions of Rashi, which we have both, but he's saying it's either or. So we'll go with the way Rashi first explains, where this inn was in a chatzer that had two Jews who were living there. It also had the inn, and it also had a non-Jew who was living there who was renting from a different non-Jew. Okay? So we have the inn, we have two Yisraelim. The point of the two Yisraelim are to say that the chatzer is they aser on each other, so there's two Jews there, and there's a presence of a guy. And obviously, as we've been learning, the issue is that if there's a guy in the chatzer, then they can't make an eruv. So in any event, they were at this inn, and the issue though was that the guy was not there at that time. He wasn't present, and we know this gets into the whole question of the girsa and Rashi. But it seems the girsa we have with Rashi was acknowledging that we paskin that the guy only asers when he shows up, but in this case he wasn't there at that time, and there's again a machlokas in how to in different girsas and Rashi to understand whether they did or didn't make an eruv. But the truth is, it doesn't matter because when the guy would show up, it would destroy whatever eruv they had. So in any event, you had Reish Lakish, you had the Talmidim Reb Chanina, they showed up at this inn. And as I mentioned, there was a guy who lived there, but he rented from a different guy. And that, so the guy who rented, who was the resident, was not present. V'lo have socher, the socher wasn't there. V'have maskir, but the fellow who rented to the guy, the actual owner of the property, not the one who was the regular resident who was leasing it, but the owner was there. So amru mahu lemeger minei. So in other words, we know that if there's a guy in the chatzer, that they have to rent his rights from him. The problem is that the guy who lives there isn't present, but his landlord is there. So can you rent the rights from the landlord? So the Gemara says, kol hecha de lo matzi mislak le lo tibay lach de lo agrina. So if we're dealing with the kind of lease where the landlord, if he wanted to, could not throw out the tenant, then surely he cannot rent rights in this leasehold because he doesn't have rights. Even though he's the ultimate owner, if his lease doesn't allow him to throw out the guy who's the tenant, so then he surely can't rent anything to them. Kiti boy, what was the question? Hecha de matzi mislakle, where theoretically the landlord could say, you know what, I've had it with that guy, I evict him. And so, or I guess at least if he could say that, then maybe then he could lease the space because he has some interest here. His interest is that he could take ownership of it by throwing out the tenant. So my, what's the halacha? Do we say, kiven de matzi mislik agrine? Do we say that since he could throw out his own tenant, therefore he has the right to rent us his rights in this chatzer, and therefore he can be part of it? Odoma hashtamia holosalki. Or maybe we say, but look, at the end of the day, he hasn't evicted his tenant, and therefore, he can't lease us those rights. So the question is, can the landlord rent a space without evicting the tenant, because he could theoretically evict the tenant? That's the question they were dealing with. Amar lahan Reish Lakish said to them, Nizkar, we should rent this guy's the fellow who showed up. We should rent his ownership rights on Shabbos. And then what's going to happen is, but here's the problem. So either, as I said before, either they had not made an Erev, or they did, but it got destroyed. So it got destroyed in the sense that by the guy showing up, it's no longer a good Erev. So what good does it do to rent his space if they didn't have an Erev? So the Gemara is understanding that not only are they going to rent the space from the guy, but at that point, as we know, that if you have a guy present, one option you could do is everyone could be mevatel their rishus in it to only one person in the chatzar. Then you're left with a single Jew, so to speak, in the chatzar, because everyone, by combining, by relinquishing their rights, there's only one person left with rights, and they have one Jew living with a guy in the chatzar. And we know that we paskin like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that with one Jew, we don't make a gzera against having, and the guy doesn't restrict the Jew from carrying if there's just one Jew and one guy. So therefore, that's the theory they were going with. So Rish Lakish said, yep, let's go ahead and do this. And then, all the Jews in the chatzar, meaning the two who were there before, as well as the three of them, they'll be mafkir, they'll relinquish their rishus, to the others, and at least one person will be able to carry there in the chatzar. So he's, Rish Lakish said, let's go ahead and rent it from the guy. When we get to the rabbis in the south, Nishalahem, then we'll find out if we did the right thing. So Rashi points out, why did Reish Lakish say this? Because Suffolk Devreim Lahakel, that this was a Suffolk Darbanan by Erevin. We know we go, in general we go Lahakel, but especially by Erevin. So therefore, he said, let's go ahead and rent it. We'll carry, or the person who we relinquish to will carry. And then we'll find out later if we did the right thing. Asu Shaila Rabba Afes, they got to the Rabba Sinai Shabbadarim, they went to Rabba Afes, Amr Lahem, Yafa Asisem Sheschartem. You did a good job that you rented, it was a good cheshbon that you made. So in fact, you could rent from the landlord because he had the right to evict the tenant. At that point, you could then relinquish each of you could relinquish your shus to one, and the whole idea works. Rav Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Asi. So you had three rabbis who are traveling, Rav Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Asi. Ikloi lahu punduk. They got to this inn. The Asan Nachri Mari the punduk b'shabsa. I mixed the cases. The case before was just where there was a Nachri and the Nachri showed up. This is the case, there was a Nachri living, there was a Nachri living there, he wasn't there, but his landlord was there. Now we're talking about the actual owner of the inn came. So the question was, that the owner of the inn showed up on Shabbos. Amru, they said, Mahu lemegar mine. So, okay, I apologize. I should explain this better. The first case, I mixed the two cases. The first case was, you had two Jews living in the chatzar plus a guy. The guy was not present. We're talking about before Shabbos, and this was a question of, can you rent from the landlord as opposed to the tenant? That was the fundamental question there, and they decided, yes, you can rent from the landlord. It was not on Shabbos. The second case is dealing with where the Jews were there in the inn. The Nachri, who was the owner of the inn, only showed up on Shabbos. So now was the question, can you rent from him on Shabbos? So the first case was just a question of who's the right person you can transact with. Can you transact with a landlord? And we said, yes, you could. And now the question was, the guy showed up on Shabbos, so they said, Mahu lemegar mine. What's the halacha about whether we can rent, the innkeeper shows up, presumably he's willing to rent to them, and the question is, can you do it on Shabbos? So the question is as follows. We say, socher k'ma'arev dami. So there's two things you could compare it to. So we know that you cannot make an Erev on Shabbos. So we've talked about this, because if you can make an Erev on Shabbos, this whole concept we've been discussing, if one person forgets that he's Mevatel's Rishos, that wouldn't exist if you could just make an Erev on Shabbos. So we know you can't make an Erev on Shabbos. But we also know that you can do bittul on Shabbos, because this is what we say is the solution. If let's say you had a chatzar with 10 people, one person forgot to be mishtatif, you could do bittul on Shabbos. The whole concept of bittul exists on Shabbos, at least according to Beis Hillel, which we'll see later when we learn the Mishnah. But obviously we paskin like Beis Hillel, so that's something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to try and figure out, is socher k'ma'arev dami? So maybe you could say that renting the space from this from this inn owner who shows up on Shabbos is similar to making an Eruv, and renting space is similar to making an Eruv, then Mama Arev mi bod yom, af socher mi bod yom. So then, it just like to make an Eruv, you can't do it on Shabbos, maybe you can't rent from the guy in order for him to relinquish his rights in the, it's not a relinquishment, it's a rental of his rights in the chatzer. So maybe you cannot do it on Shabbos because it's similar to making an Eruv. Well, Dilmar, maybe, socher kemevatar shustami. So maybe renting from the owner is similar to when you have a Jew who's mevatal his rishos. That ma mevatal rishos vafilu b'shabbes, just like you can be mevatal rishos according to Beis Hillel even on Shabbos, and that's the mechanism we use if a Jew forgot to join in the Eruv af socher vafilu b'shabbes. So too, you can rent from the innkeeper even on Shabbos because he showed up on Shabbos, and therefore you would be able to do it. So Reb Chanina bar Yosef Amar Niskar, so again, remember there were three of them. Reb Chanina bar Yosef said, we'll rent from him even though it's Shabbos. Reb Asi Amar Lo Niskar, Reb Asi says, we shouldn't rent from him on Shabbos. Amar Lo Reb Chiya bar Abba, so Reb Chiya bar Abba, who was the third, said, Nismach al Divrei Zakin min Niskar, that we should, rely on the words of the Zakin, which I guess was Reb Chanina bar Yosef, and said, let's rely on his words again, presumably because we go, Lekula, in matters of Erevin, and we should rent from him even on Shabbos. Asu shayle le Reb Yochanan. They went and asked Reb Yochanan afterwards, after Shabbos, they said, did we do the right thing? Amar lahan, he said to them, Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Yafa Asisem Sheschartem, that you did well to rent. So the idea is, we learned as follows, two things. First case was that even if the tenant is not there, if the landlord is present and the landlord has the right to kick out the tenant, you could rent from him before Shabbos, and that's not a problem, and the guy no longer precludes the ability to carry. Okay, that was case number one. Case number two was if the guy who was the owner of the inn showed up on Shabbos, you could actually rent his rights from him on Shabbos, because we're saying it's going to be, the way Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is going to be similar to being Mevatel Rishus, just like you could be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, so too you could arrange the rental of the Nachri's interest on Shabbos. Okay, so Tov by Nardai. In Nardai, they were trying to figure out what's going on here, because they want to know, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan said that you can do this? V'hamer Rabbi Yochanan said, socher kema'arev dami, that someone, when you're renting rights from a guy, it's like setting up an Erev. My love, so wasn't, in what way is it saying that they're similar? My love, isn't it saying, ma'arev mi bod yom, af socher mi bod yom? So, presumably it's saying, just like you have to make an Erev before Shabbos, so too, if you're gonna rent from a guy, you have to do it before Shabbos. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that, it seemed to imply that he would not be comfortable with leasing the interest from the guy on Shabbos, because he's, and again, remember, we could either compare it to Erev and say you can't do it on Shabbos, or you compare it to Bittul and say you can do it on Shabbos. Seemingly, Rabbi Yochanan is saying we compare renting the guy's interest to making an Erev, which you cannot do on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not at all what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan was comparing renting to making an Erev for purposes of various kulos. So again, we try to find, Anarzi is saying, this comparison that Rabbi Yochanan made was to be makel, not to be machmer. So if we would apply it as the way Nardai was thinking, they would say that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that since renting is similar to making erev, you can't do it on Shabbos. He's saying that's not at all what he's talking about. He's talking about different halachas, that he's going to extend the kulos of Eruv to also the circumstance where you rent the guy's interest. What are those kulos? Mama arev afilu b'pachas mishava pruta, just like as we learned previously in this Masechta, that you can do Eruv even with something that's worth less than a shava pruta. Normally in halachic transactions, something worth less than a pruta is a non-transaction. We say no Eruv, you could give something less than a pruta. Af socher b'pachas mishava pruta. So too, when you're renting from the guy, you could rent interest for something that's less than a pruta. We encountered this just a few days ago, when we were talking about whether you make a ru'ua or a bria Eruv. We talked about this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a kula there. Umam arev afilu schiru lekito, af socher afilu schiru lekito. So we learned the halacha that if you had a Jewish, this really comes later, but we learned it earlier, we referenced it earlier, that if you have a Jewish, schiro, like a hired, person, lekito, someone who's there to pick fruits, meaning these are Jewish workers of non-Jews. They, even though they're not the real owners of the property because they are working for a non-Jew, they can, based on their being part of that property, they can make an Eruv. So too, a worker, the way Rashi is going to understand this, is a non-Jewish worker. So the first case is talking about Jewish workers. Jewish workers who are working for a non-Jew, they can make an Eruv and allow people to carry, and the non-Jews' property doesn't cause a problem because the Jews made an Eruv. Now we're saying that if you have non-Jews who are workers of someone else who's a non-Jew, that even though their boss is not around, they can lease some interests based on their living there and being an employee there. They could lease some interests and therefore allow them to make an Eruv, even though there's a Nachri who lives in their Chatzer. So that's another Kula. And another one that we referenced in passing, Umam Ma'arev Chamisha Sheshurim B'Chatzer Achas Echad Ma'arev Aydei Kulan. Just like we said, that if you have five people who are in a chatzer, and for example, they made an Eruv, and they want to join their Eruv with another neighboring chatzer, so we talked about the fact that one person from the five can go take the Eruv and work it out with the other chatzer, and essentially takes care of it for all of them. So too, if one Jew were to arrange to rent rent something from the guy in order to allow that, he can represent the others in doing that. So therefore, where the Gemara's kasha was, there seemed to be a comparison between Eruv and renting from a guy. We thought it meant maybe that just like you can't do an Eruv on Shabbos, you can't rent from a guy on Shabbos. We said, no, that's not what it's talking about. It's coming to tell you these various kulas that you could do things for less than a Shavu Pruta, that you could have the employee do it, that one person can represent five other people. So this was designed to create leniencies, not stringencies, and therefore it's not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan's statement had nothing to do with renting the guy's interest on Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, where he told them you did a good job, still stands. Okay. Taiba Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar was trying to figure out this halacha, but it doesn't tell us what was bothering him. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, my tia, the Rabbi Elazar, what was Rabbi Elazar worried about? And what was he trying to figure out? What was he struggling with? So Amar Rabbi Sheshes said to Rabbi Zera, who was trying to figure out what Rabbi Elazar's problem was, he says, Gavar Rabbah Rabbi Zera, lo yada my tia, the Rabbi Elazar, such a great person like you doesn't know what was bothering Rabbi Elazar. Kakashale the Shmuel Rabbe, because Rabbi Elazar had a kasha based on what he learned, what he knew from his Rabbi Shmuel. So basically, we're going to see a halacha from Shmuel that seems to create a problem with the case of the inn, where the idea was that they would rent the interests of the guy, and then they would all be mavatal their reshus one to another. So this is going to be the question. Based on something that Shmuel says, can you be mevatel reshus one to the other? So says the Gemara as follows. So this is what was bothering, what was concerning Rabbi Elazar. So Shmuel says, Damer Shmuel says, kol makam she'osrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. So basically what Shmuel is going to tell you is that in order to do bittel, it has to be a scenario where theoretically you could make an Eruv between these two things, and if you don't make an Eruv, they will aser one on the other. So those are two criteria, and Shmuel is going to play out, basically say as follows. Kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin, where people or groups aser one on the other, and theoretically they could make an Eruv, that's the case where we allow them to also do bittul if someone forgets, and we're going to bring examples of this, if someone forgets to make his Eruv. But ma'arvin vein osrin, if you have a case where they theoretically could make an Eruv, but if they don't make an Eruv, they don't aser one on another, or osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, or we have a case where they aser one on the other, but yet but they cannot do an eruv together. In those cases, ein mevatlin, we don't do bittel. So again, in order to do bittel, again we're going to give examples of each of these. In order to do bittel, according to Shmuel, you need to that the residents aser one on the other, and it has to be capable of doing an eruv. If you're missing either of those scenarios, you can't do it. So the Gemara says, so kol makom she'osrim ma'arvin mevatlin, that, okay, what's an example of the first thing? Where groups aser one on another, or people aser one on another, and they're capable of making an Erev, then you could do Bittul. Kigon, for example, Kigon, Beis Chatzer Zu Lefnim Zu. So when you have, this is a case we've dealt with many times, you have an inner Chatzer, you have an outer Chatzer, in order to get to the Rishus Rabim, or to get out, the inner Chatzer need to travel through the outer Chatzer. So this is a case where Ma'arvin, Ma'arvin Ve'in Os, I'm sorry, Komakum Sha'osir Ma'arvin Mevatlin, that when you both answer one another and you could do an Erev Mevatl, he goes, Beis Chatzer Zulufnim Zu. This is an example because the inner people, if they don't make, if they're allowed to, if you have an inner Chatzer, and you're allowed to walk through the outer Chatzer to get to Rishus Rabim, and they had not done an Erev between the two of them. So this is a case where they asser one on the other because the inner people are entitled to travel through the outer Chatzer, and they could theoretically make an Erev. If they didn't do that, that's a scenario where you could do Bittul. So if, for example, you had someone if you had the inner people, that they would be mevatel their ability to use the outer chutzer, so then that is a case where bittul would work, because they could have made an Erev and they didn't, and in the ordinary course, if they don't do something, either Erev or bittul, they're going to aser one another from carrying. So that's the prototypical case that does work according to Shmuel. Ma'arvin vein olsen, what's the case where theoretically you can make an Erev, but if they don't make an Erev, they don't aser on one another? In this case, we're saying that ain mevatlin. We don't allow bittul in this case. What would this case be? Kigon beis chatzeros upischa beinam. That if you have two chatzeros and the door opens between them, we've encountered this a few times. We dealt with it once when we had three chatzeros that were like this, where basically each chatzer has its own opening into the Rishus Rabim or somewhere else. So they don't need to travel between one another. And yet there's a door between them. There's a doorway between them. So you have two chatzeros. They both have independent access to a mavoi or a Rishus Rabim, but they also have a door between them. So the halacha in that case is if they want, they can make an Erev together. But if they don't choose to make an Erev together, they don't aser one on another because they're separate chatzeros. They're not interdependent. So the door enables them to make an Erev if they want, but they're not obligated to do so. So therefore, this is a case of Ma'arvin where they could do an Erev, but ain osrin, they don't aser one another if they don't do an Erev. So therefore we say we don't allow Bittul, presumably because when Chazal allowed Bittul, it was because people had no use of a Chatzar if they didn't allow them to do this Bittul to carry in their Chatzar. Here it's much less of a need. They have their own Chatzar. They're entitled to carry in it. They've done an Erev in their own Chatzar. It's only a question, do we allow Bittul so that they could carry to a different Chatzar? That we're not ready to say they could do according to Shmuel. Okay? So that's the second case. And what's the case of Esrin Osrin Ve'en Ma'arvin? What's the case where they do aser one on another, but they cannot make an Erev to fix it? So what would that case be? In that case, we say ein mevatlin, we don't allow. What's that case? Lasuye mai, to include what? Lav lasuye nachri. So presumably, it's talking about a nachri. If you have two Jews who live in a chatzar with a nachri, they aser on one another in the sense that because of the gzeres chachamim, the guy precludes their ability to carry, so they aser on one another, but yet, as we know, they cannot include the Nachri in an Eruv. They have to get him to sell his, to lease his interest in it. So this seems to be the case where we're gonna say that when you're dealing so now says the Gemara, v'ida asa me'asmol, lo g'me'asmol. So the Gemara is gonna say as follows, that if the guy, so what case is it that we're saying where they cannot do an Eruv, but they aser on each other? So the Gemara is gonna say, ida asa me'asmol, lo g'me'asmol. If it's talking about a case where the guy, was there before Shabbos, so then you should rent from him. And even if he doesn't rent to you, but at least we're going to consider that to be a case of where you're able to make an Eruv. It's not an Eruv in the traditional sense. You're not including the Akum in your Eruv, but since you can lease his interest and make your own Eruv, that's considered acceptable. So that's not the case of where they cannot make an Eruv, but they aser on each other, because you could make an Eruv there. I'm a Beis. Again, a modified, not a strict Eruv, but you could make an arrangement whereby you could carry. El Olav, the Asa B'Shabsa, that rather we must be talking about where the guy showed up on Shabbos, So therefore, v'ketani, and we learned, osrin, if they asr on one another. So now the guy has showed up. The guy, by showing up, we said before that if the guy's not in residence, then you could make, you don't have to worry about him. But once he's in residence, you cannot carry anymore. So this is a case of osrin, where they asr on one another, v'ein ma'arvin, and they're not, and they don't, they're not able to make an eruv, because you cannot make a eruv with a guy on Shabbos. And as we said before, making an eruv also includes renting from him, right? Because we said, if you did it Friday and you rent from him, we'll call that being able to make an eruv. So from the fact that we're saying, if he shows up on Shabbos, it's they asr on one another, meaning the guy precludes your ability to make an eruv, and you cannot make an eruv. What does that mean, you can't make an eruv? It means you can't even rent his reshus from himself. So therefore, ein mevatam, we don't allow bittul, shema mina. So he said we should learn from this, that not like Rabbi Yochanan, because remember what happened in Rabbi Yochanan's case? We said that the guy, the owner of the inn, showed up on Shabbos, and they decided they could rent from him. And once they rented from him, as we said before, they then were all mevatal reshus to one person, so that they could then have an eruv. But ask the Gemara that we see from Shmuel's statement that Shmuel, the only way we could explain the scenario that we said where they asr on each other and you have no ability to fix it by making some kind of eruv must be talking about a case where the guy showed up on Shabbos and you're not allowed to rent from him. Because if you're allowed to rent from him on Shabbos, it's no different than Friday. So therefore, we see from Shmuel's halacha that Shmuel would not agree, presumably, with Rabbi Yochanan's psak. And the Gemara leaves it at there. I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan would recant, or he stands by his. We're going to see in a minute that he argues on the other two points. But so in any event, Rabbi Yochanan allowed it, and they pointed out in Rabbi Lazar was trying to figure this out, because Rabbi Lazar was concerned that this did not mesh with the statement of Shmuel, his Rebbe, in the third of the three scenarios that were presented here. Okay, so says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says, Lo shmia li hashmaitza. He says, I didn't hear this idea that we quoted Shmuel as saying that we distinguish between the cases. We said in cases number one and two, where we said as follows, that if you had one chatzar behind another, so one closer than another, so we said that if you have shtei chatzar zulif nimzu, that you're allowed to do bittul, right? So that we said, if the inner people had not done an eruv with the outer people, so the inner people could be mevatel their ability to use the chatzar of the outer chatzar, and then the outer chatzar people's eruv that they had themselves would work. So he said that in a case where it's zulif nimzu, you could do it. But if they're side by side and they each have their own access to Rosh Hashanah and there's a door between them, that we don't allow. So in any event, Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear this halacha that even when it's zulif nimzu that you can do bittul on Shabbos. I didn't hear that Shmuel said it. So Amrlei Abaya said to Rav Yosef, and this is something we've encountered a lot in the last number of months in Daf Yomi, but in any event, as we know, and Rashi points out here, that Rav Yosef got an illness and he forgot a lot of his learning, and Abaya was often the one who would remind Rav Yosef of things that he said. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this halacha of Shmuel that you can be mevatel when it's one chatzar inside the other. So Amrlei Abaya said, At Amrit Nialan, you said it to us, V'ha Amrit Nialan. In the following context, you told this to us. The Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel says two statements here. Ein bittul reshus mechatzar lechatzar, that you can't be mevatel reshus from one chatzar to another chatzar. So obviously, we know, everyone agrees that there's the concept of that if you're in one chatzar, that you could that if one person forgets to make an eruv, that you could be mevatel reshus. But it seems that Shmuel is saying you cannot do bittul reshus from one chatzar to another chatzar, where one chatzar would be mevatel reshus. And furthermore, Shmuel says vein bittul reshus bechorva, and you cannot do bittul reshus in a chorva. Rashi explains the case we're dealing with here is as follows: you had a chorva, a ruin, which you cannot carry in, but there were two houses that each opened up onto this chorva. So the idea is that neither of them can carry in the chorva if they don't make an eruv, because they each have They each have rights in there. They're able to go in there, and so therefore they need to make an Eruv. But if they make an Eruv, then they could in fact carry in the Churban. We're saying that Shmuel says, in a case like that, if they would have forgotten, you had Reuven and Shimon living on either side of a Churva, if they forgot to make an Eruv, maybe you would think that Reuven could be Mavatal his Rishus to Shimon, and Shimon can now use the Churva. So Shmuel says no. So therefore, we have a statement of Shmuel that we don't do bitter rishos between a chatzar and a chatzar, and we don't do bitter rishos in a churba. Va'amrit lan alan, and you, Rav Yosef, said to us, ki amr Shmuel ain bitter rishos me chatzar l'chatzar. When Shmuel said that you cannot do bitter rishos between one chatzar and another, lo amran el shtei chatzeris u'pesach echa b'neim. He only said that, as we said earlier on Amud Aleph, in the second case of Shmuel, that when can you not be mevatel rishus one to the other? Is if you have two chatzeros and they each have independent access to rishus harabim, and therefore, if they don't make an eruv, they can each use their own chatzer. In that case, we didn't allow bittel. But continued Rabbi Yosef, avozulif nimzu. But this one inside the other, where they where they do asar on each other, and if they don't make an eruv. And they need to make an Erev, so they could make an Erev, and if they don't make an Erev, they asar on each other. In that case, mitoch she'osrin zeh al zeh mevatlin, because the people in the inner chatzer did not make an Erev with the people in the outer chatzer, and they have a right to traverse the chatzer. So therefore, in that case, we're gonna allow them to do bittel. So Abaya reminded of Yosef, that you, in fact, told us this halacha of Shmuel. And again, what he's saying here covers points number one and two of what we quoted Shmuel's three cases earlier, which is that if they asar on each other and they could make an Erev, which is the case of Zulif Nimzu, then you do bittel. But if they're side by side where you could make an Erev, but they don't asar one on the other, then you don't do bittel. So Rav Yosef was quoting Shmuel the same way we had Shmuel on Amud Aleph. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Ano amina mishmei de Shmuel hachi. I said this in the name of Shmuel. He said, but wait a second, I have a problem with this. V'hamer Shmuel. Shmuel made a statement elsewhere. Ein lana be'erevin, ela kalashin mishna senu. We have what it seems Rav Yosef understood to be a statement of Shmuel that's saying that as a general matter, you can't make kulas, you can't make leniencies in Erevin unless it matches the lashon of the Mishnah. And therefore, Anshe chatzer v'lo anshe chatzeros. Because when it talks about doing bittel, the Mishnah, which we're going to encounter shortly, it says that the members of a chatzer, it doesn't say the member of chatzeros. So therefore, that seems to imply that when do we have kulos in Erevin is only going to be in bittel of Erevin is only going to be if it's within a single chatzer. But one chatzer can't do bittel to another chatzer. So he says, how could I have quoted Shmuel to say that it's when it's lifnim, zelifnim mizeh, that one inside the other, where they asar on each other and they could make an Erev, there you could do bittel. How could I say that? Because at the end of the day, it seems that bittel from the Lashon and the Mishnah, we only make kulos when it's in a single chatzer and not from chatzer to chatzer. So, so says Abaya back to him, ki amritlan, when you said to us, ein lanu be'erevin, ela kalashin mishna senu, aha amritlan, you actually said it to us on something else. So now what we're going to say is, this language that says that when we have Erevin, it has to match the lashon of the Mishnah, is not a general principle in Erevin. It was going on a specific Mishnah, which was what? The Mishnah that we're going to encounter in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Ayin Gimel, she'amavoi l'chatzeros kechatzer l'batim. That the mavoi is to chatzeros like a chatzer is to batim, meaning as follows, that just like a mavoi has to have two chatzeros open to it, a chatzer has to have two houses open to it. So specifically, in that case, there was a statement of Shmuel that said in Erevin, we can only follow the Lashon of the Mishnah, we can't go beyond the Lashon of the Mishnah. But that's not a general principle, and so therefore, Abaya answered Rav Yosef that don't worry about the thing that the statement of Shmuel that you only have the Lashon of the Mishnah, because that was going on a specific Mishnah that comes later. It was not going on the Mishnah that talks about Bittel, and therefore it's not a problem. So where we are now, up to now, is that Shmuel said, Rabbi Lazar was trying to figure it out, and Rabbi Zera, Reb Sheshes explained to Reb Zera that he was worried, he was trying to figure out how this psak of Reb Yochanan aligned with Shmuel's three statements. So that has to do with the third statement of Shmuel, but we quoted the first two statements of Shmuel, that where, chaseris asar on each other and you can make an eruv, which is an inner and an outer. In that case, you can do betel, but where they're side by side, where they could make an error, but they don't asar on one another. In that case, we don't do betel. Rav Yosef thought maybe we didn't, say that. Abaya pointed out to him that we do make that distinction. And the rule that, Shmuel says about limited to the Mishnah is only going on, not going on the Mishnah of betel, but rather going on a Mishnah on Ayin Beis. Okay. So Guf Amar Shmuel. So we learned that, that Shmuel said, Ein betel reshus, Mechatzer lechatzer vein bitol reshus bechorva. So we Rav Yosef asked that, based on something Shmuel said, that we don't allow bitol from chatzer to chatzer, and we don't allow bitol, in a chorva. So, Rav Yochanan argues on Shmuel on both of these points. So, yesh bitol reshus mechatzer lechatzer, v'yesh bitol reshus bechorva. That Rav Yochanan holds differently. He says that you can be mevatar reshus from one chatzer to another chatzer, and you can also be mevatar reshus in a churva. So Rav Yochanan would be of the opinion that whether it is one chatzer inside the other or it's side by side chatzeros, that you should be able to do bittul. And says the Gemara v'tzricha, he needed to tell us the argument in both cases that Rav Yochanan argued on Shmuel in both cases. The iashmina mechatzer lechatzer, because if he only told us that you could do bittul from chatzer to chatzer. But hakamer Shmuel. In this case, Shmuel said you cannot do bittul between one chatzer and another. Mishum da hatashmishta lechud, vahatashmishta lechud. Because at the end of the day, as I referenced before, you have two chatzeros side by side. They each have a chatzer that they could use. So Chazal didn't see any great need to create this kula and say you could be mevato yerushus in order to carry from one chatzer to another, because at the end of the day, they each have their space. Avo churva de tashmish de chada le tarvayu ema module le Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe if they didn't tell us that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel argue also in this case, I would think that maybe because in the case of Reuven and Shimon living on either side of the Chorva, they have one usage. They don't have independent usage of the Chorva. They don't have, each have their own Chorva. So because they're sharing it, maybe I would think that Shmuel would be Modet Reb Yochanan, and that in that case we allow Reuven to be Mevatel or Shus to Shimon or vice versa, even though it's a Chorva. So therefore we're saying no, they argue in both cases. V'chi itmar, and if I would only tell you that they argue in the case of the Chorva, I would say that only in the case of the Chorva where they're each using the same property, maybe only there Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could be mevatel rishus, avo bahach module de Shmuel. But maybe I would think that when you have two chatzeros that, if you have two chatzeros, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say, I agree, because they each have their own independent space, I'm not going to allow them to do bittul. So therefore, Tzricha needed to tell us that they argue in both cases that Rabbi Yochanan would say, even though they each have their own space, and they have a chatzer, and they don't asar on one another, since they could do an Eruv, they could also do bittul if they forget to do an Eruv. Okay, so we have Shmuel's halacha that you cannot do, side by side, chatzeros cannot do bittul, and Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you can. Okay, so Amar Abaya, says Abaya, so Abaya is basically going to repeat what he said earlier when he was explaining this halacha to Rav Yosef, or what Rav Yosef himself had said. So Abaya said, when Shmuel said that you can't be mevatar reshus from one chatzar to another, lo amran, he didn't say it, elo b'shtei chatzar su pesach echa b'neim. When you have two chatzeros that each have their own independent access to Rishus Rabban, they don't need each other, they don't asar on each other, so then and there's a door between them, so they could make an Eruv, but they don't have to, so in that case, we don't allow them to do bittul. Avo beis chatzer zuluf nimzu, but when you have one inside of another, and if you don't allow them to do bittul, they're not gonna have use of any chatzer, in any chatzer, mitoch she'osron mevatlan, cause since they could make an Eruv, and they do asar on each other, no one's going to be able to carry in either of these chatzeros. So then you would allow bittul to happen where, let's say, the inner courtyard will be mevatel its rights to use the outer courtyard, and then the outer courtyard's eruv will kick in. Okay, so that was Abaya's understanding of Shmuel. Rava Omer, Rava is going to say afilu shtei chatzer zuluf nimzu Pamim mevatlin, upamim ein mevatlin. That sometimes you could do bittul and sometimes you can't do bittul. So what's going to happen here is Rava is going to give four cases, and he's going to say basically in three of them, all of these have to do with an inner and outer courtyard. He's going to say in three of them there's no option for bittul, and in one case there is option for bittul. Now you're going to see as he explains these cases, it's going to become evident that he holds that even when you have chatzer zulif nimzu, one behind another, that nonetheless you cannot do bittul from one chatzer to another. So you're going to see whereas Abaya explained that Abaya explained that this halacha that you cannot do bittul is only when they're side by side, but if it would be front to back where they have to traverse through, you could do bittul, and Rava's of the opinion that's not true. I'm going to understand the statement to be the statement of Shmuel to be saying that never do you allow bittul from one chatzer to another. It doesn't matter whether it's side by side with their own entrance, which is Rabbim, or whether one goes in the other. So where do we see that? Where do we see that Rava explain this? Ketzad. What does it mean that there are cases where there are mevatel, cases where they're not mevatel? So basically, here's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with the four cases as follows. You have one chatzer inside of another, and the scenario is as follows. We've talked about this, that if you wanted to connect two chatzeros, the way to do it is either they make all one big eruv, or what they often do is that one chatzer will make an eruv, the second chatzer will make an eruv, and you'll carry someone will bring the chatzer from one, the eruv from one chatzer into the other, into the same house, and now everyone's considered one big happy family, right? We've talked about that before. So here's the scenario. You have two chatzeros. They make an eruv, they each make an eruv, and they deposit the eruv. They maybe deposit it in the outer chatzer, and then the question is, what happens if someone in the outer chatzer forgets to join the eruv? What happens if someone in the inner chatzer forgets to join the eruv? Or the other case is they both chatzeros put their eruv in the inner courtyard, and then what happens if someone in the inner courtyard forgets to join the eruv? What happens if someone in the outer courtyard forgets to join the eruv? So it says the Gemara, Ketzad, Nasnu eruvan bechitzona, that if the two chatzeros, the inner and the outer, both put their eruv in the outer chatzer, v'shachach echad, and one person forgot to join the eruv, beim min apnimis ubeim min achitzona, that it doesn't matter whether the person who forgot to join the eruv was a resident of the inner chatzer or the outer chatzer, v'lo eruv, if he didn't join the eruv, shteyan asuros, they're both usher. So this covers two of the four scenarios. The eruv was kept outside, in the outer chatzer, and someone from either the outer chatzer or the inner chatzer forgot to join the eruv. So the idea is everyone in both chatzeros is usher. Nasnu eruvim v'pnimis, if they put both chatzeros, the outer and the inner chatzer, put their eruv in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echam min apnimis v'lo eruv, if one of the residents of the inner courtyard forgot to join the eruv, shtei and asurus, then both the inner and outer chatzer are asur, shachach echam min achitzona v'lo eruv pnimis muteris achitzona asur. The one case where bittul could work is if both the outer and the inner chatzer put their eruv in the inner chatzer, and then someone from the outer chatzer forgot to join in the eruv. In that case, there's a scenario where you in fact could do bittul, and it would become mutter to carry at least in the inside. That's what it's saying, that if shachach echem min achitzona, if the one who forgot was someone from the outer courtyard, v'lo eruv, and he didn't join the eruv, pnimis mutaris, that the inner people, we're going to see in a minute, it works if the outer people are mevatel reshus to them, or maybe it happens automatically, but pnimis mutaris, that the inner people can carry, v'chitzona asur, the outer people cannot carry. Okay, so now we're going to walk through, so the basic idea is, Rava's understanding, Shmuel, the three out of four cases, you cannot do bittul reshus. There's one scenario we could do bittul reshus, and we're going to see now that Rava's of the opinion that he understands Shmuel to be saying you can never do bittul from reshus to reshus, except in this one case. So here's how it goes. Nasnu eruvim b'chitzona. So if both the small and the large chatzer put the eruv in the outer chatzer, v'shakach echad, and one person, so now everyone's one big happy family, there's two eruvim sitting in the outer chatzer, v'shakach echad, and one person forgot, b'min apnimis, b'min achitzonis, v'lo eruv, shtei and asuris, that they're both usher, so the question is going to be as follows. Let's say it was someone from the inner chatzer who forgot to do the eruv. So says the Gemara, Hai bar pnimis leman nevatel. So let's say the guy inside forgot to do the Erev, and he wants to be mevatel his Erev to somewhere, his Rishus to somewhere. So who should he be mevatel it to, says the Gemara? Libatel libnei Pnimis. So you're going to tell me that he should be mevatel to the Bnei Pnimis. So it says that that's not going to work, because if he's just mevatel his Rishus to the Bnei Pnimis, so the truth is that all that's happened is that, remember, everyone was one big happy family here. So therefore, all that's happened is he's been mevatel his Rishus to the people in the inner chatzar, but the people in the outer chatzar are part of the big family. So the people in the outer chatzar are going to aser, even if he was mevatel his Rishus to his own people. Now you might say, well, wait a second, let him be mevatel his Rishus, and then let the outer people be mevatel their be mevatel the Erev, so to speak, and say, like, we're disconnecting from you. But that's not going to work either, because why won't that work? Because lesa le'eruvayu gabayu. So, because their Erev isn't by them. So if you're thinking the guy who forgot inside should be mevatel to his fellow chatzar mates, and then the outer people should dissociate, but it didn't help you, because now you have a bunch of people in the inner chatzar who have an Erev, but their Erev isn't by them, because remember, their Erev was in the outer chatzar. So that's why it's usher in that scenario, it's usher on everyone, because, so now you might say, well, wait a second, libatel libnei chitzono. So now maybe you'll tell me that, wait, if it's the guy on the inside who forgot to do the Erev, let the inner people be mevatel their ability to carry to the outer people, and then at least the outer people should be able to carry. So we say that libatel lebnei chitzona, let them be mevatel to the bnei chitzona, ein bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. This is where you see, we're going to see it a few times, but where Rava understands, you can never do bitul from one chatzar to another, even if it's zul of nimzu. So therefore, if the guy on the inside forgot, so he can't fix it, he can't fix it for his inner people, because even if he's mevatel his rishus and the inner and the outer separate, they don't have their Erev there. The outer people, you would say, maybe the whole inner, since the guy on the inside messed up, he should be mevatel his rishus, and then really everyone on the inside should be mevatel their ability to use the outer chatzar, and the outer chatzar should be able to carry. We say that doesn't work, because you don't have bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. Okay, now let's say, same scenario, that both Erevs were outside, but high bar chitzona, so maybe the guy who forgot is the outer guy. So again, the Gemara says, leman navtil, to who should he do his bitul? Libatul ibnei chitzona, if you're going to tell me that he should do the bitul to the people inside, so that the outer, he's basically going to relinquish his interest to his fellow chatzar mates, the outer chatzar, ikapnimis to asra alayu. But that's not going to work, because remember, by combining their Erevs, they were all one big happy family. So even if the guy who forgot in the outer chatzar relinquishes his interest to his fellow chatzar mates in the outer chatzar, the fact of the matter is that the inner chatzar people are all part of the same Erev, and therefore they're going to asar on the outer chatzar people. So that doesn't work. So then you'll say, libato legabe pnimis. So maybe you'll say, okay, well, maybe the entire outer chatzar, which includes the person who forgot to do the Erev, should be mevatel their participation in their Erev, or their combined Erev, to the inner people, and let the inner people at least be able to carry in their own inner chatzar. So we say that they can't do, because ein bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, because again, Rav is of the opinion that Shmuel holds that you're not mevatel rishus from one chatzar to another. So says the Gemara, okay, so that covers both scenarios if the two Erevs were in the outer chatzar. What happens in Nasnu Eruvim Pnimis, if they both put their Erevs in the inner chatzar? V'shakach echem in a Pnimis v'lo Erev, and someone from the inside forgot and didn't do an Erev. So then, shtein asurus, then they're both asur. Why? Because hai bar Pnimis l'man navtil. So who should the inner guy who forgot be mevatel to? Libatel l'bnei Pnimis. If you're going to say he should be mevatel to his own chatzar mates, ikachitzona da asra alayu. Because that doesn't help, because it's all one big family, and the outer people are all part of the same family. So therefore, even though the inner guy is mevatel to his fellow chatzar mates, but the guys on the outside chatzar are also part of the same big family. So therefore, they're going to aser on the inner people, and they're not allowed to carry, because they're not allowed to carry either. So the Gemara says, okay, so libatel l'bnei chitzona. So maybe if the inner guy forgot and both Erevs are on the inside, they should be mevatel to the people who are on the outside. So at least the people, and they should say, we're not going to use your outer chatzar, except to pass through maybe, but in other words, we're not going to use it. So maybe they should be mevatel the rishus to the outer chatzar. That doesn't work because they ain't bitter rishus, mechatzar chatzar, because you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzar to another. Again, that's the third time Shmuel's saying that we're, according to Rava, that Shmuel's saying you can't be mevatel rishus from rishus. Okay, so all three of those cases, if both Erevs were outside, it doesn't matter whether the person who forgot was inside or outside, they're usher. If both Erevs were inside and the person who forgot was the inner guy, also it's usher, because there's no scenario to be matur anyone. But shachach echem nechitzono v'lo iriv, that if both Erevs were on the inside, and it's one of the outside people who forgot and didn't make an Erev, vadai pnimis mutaras, the inside people are mutter, the achoda dasha umishtamsha. That because they're basically going to say, we're going to shut the door and we're going to be mishtamish the chatzar v'chitzon asur, the outside people are going to be asur. Because so what happens here? The both Erevs are inside. And the guy who forgot is outside. So basically the inner people are going to say, look, when did we make a chatzar? We're going to see this in the Gemara later, but when did we make a chatzar? When it's good for us. Here you're messing us up because you one of your guys forgot to do a chatzar. So therefore we're essentially cutting you off and we're shutting our door. So now the inner chatzar is covered because everyone there was part of their own Erev. They've now disconnected from the outer chatzar and the actual Erev is in their Rishus. So they're good. But the outer people, they're in trouble because they had a guy who was, they had a guy who was the recalcitrant guy who forgot, and even if he's going to be mevato rishus to the others, maybe they should then say, well, we said that doesn't help if he's mevato rishus because the inner people are part of that big happy family. We're going to say, well, maybe they'll say also, we'll shut the door between us, and too bad, we're going to be good. That doesn't work that way because they were the ones, the ability to say we shut the door is only the people who didn't cause the problem. But the guy who caused the problem was in the outer chatzar, and so there's no concept of shutting the door, and therefore he cannot be mevatel even to his own people because he was the problem. He can't be mevatel his own people because the inner people still are part of the one big happy family, and there's no concept of shutting the door at that point. So Abaya held that Rava doesn't allow side by side bittul, but one inside the other he does, and that was Abaya's opinion. And Rava holds in Shmuel that Shmuel does not allow bittul from one chatzar to another, which explained in multiple of these instances why he held that there was no solution. The only solution existed when both Erevs were in the inner chatzar and the person who messed up was in the outer chatzar. Have a good day.